Thank you, Madam Vice President. I would like to thank the Implementation Support Unit and the Committee on Article 5 Implementation of the Anti-Personal Mine Ban Convention for their engagement, support and cooperation, which facilitated the process of Ukraine's submission of its Article 5 extension request. I also appreciate the words of solidarity with Ukraine, words of support and understanding expressed earlier in this room by the distinguished delegations of the state parties who took the floor. The process of Ukraine's submission of its Article 5 extension request indeed took time. However, since Ukraine takes its obligations and commitments seriously, the time was required for our country to plan ahead, at least to the extent possible, in order to ensure further strict implementation of the APMBC. To elaborate, when considering the submission of the extension request, Ukraine had to duly take into account the ongoing military aggression of the Russian Federation, the everyday hostilities with the use of anti-personnel mines, among other weaponry, by Russia-backed illegal armed groups, greatly affected our attempts and capabilities to properly analyze the constant flow of ever-changing data required to submit this request. Madam Vice President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, with its Article 5 extension request, the Ukrainian side had provided available detailed data reflecting the scope of the issue on the ground and the current challenges in the field of anti-personnel mine contamination in the southeast of Ukraine. I would like to add to what's already contained therein that relevant national policies and legislation in the sphere of humanitarian demining is also currently being developed in Ukraine. For example, just recently, on November 6, the draft law on humanitarian demining has been adopted by the Parliament of Ukraine in its first reading. Furthermore, the adoption by Ukraine's national body of standardization of the international mine action standards is expected by the end of this week. Ukraine is ready to share additional information in connection with Ukraine's Article 5 extension request. Our country will further remain engaged with the Implementation Support Unit and the Committee on Article 5 Implementation of the APMBC, as well as all interested parties, to ensure full realization of this fundamental treaty. I thank you.